day and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And first off, we're taking a quick look at the ups and downs of last week's farming. A huge rise for diesel and kerosene as the week went on, with a lift of around 4 or 5 pence on both of those from Monday to Friday. It was a down though, with wheat futures from a high of £170 a few weeks ago, we're now standing at around £165 for March delivery. Cattle and sheep prices stayed strong as ever, if not even going up a touch as we closed the week, and a shortage of both quoted as the main reason for the high prices. Now, during the week, the Germans took an opportunity to announce they were mounting a legal challenge to the Europeans on electronic identification in sheep. Their challenge centres around the unreliability of the equipment and injuries caused by the extra tags needed. That's a move that's been welcomed by NFU Scotland, who were thinking of mounting their own challenge. And staying with the subject of sheep, it's all go with lambing at Fern Farm this week. Here's MFR's adopted farmer John Scott getting us up to date.
Yeah, well, it's interesting you talk about being adopted, Richard, because I'm adopting a lot of lambs onto the ewes that have single lambs. We would try and adopt an extra lamb onto them to make sure the ewes go out of the shed with two lambs. So I suppose if my adopted lambs are smiling, I should be smiling too.
Good, okay. And how's the lambing going?
Lambing is just getting into the real phase, so it's good we're getting lots of healthy live lambs now. We anticipate it will get quite hectic for probably the next 10 days, but there's about 400 ewes just ready to go anytime.
And you've got plenty of help, have you, this time?
Yeah, we've got our usual night lammer, Raymond Bremner. He's on nights. Don't know how he does it. I don't fancy night shift at all, but got a Kiwi couple from the South Island of New Zealand, and they're staying in the house, and Matt and Lee, they're doing well.
So we'll leave you to it, but hopefully we'll catch up with you sometime next week in the lambing shed and see how it's actually going for ourselves.
Are we going to see you actually lambing a sheep, or hear you lambing a sheep, Richard?
That's a possibility, although I've got very big hands. It's not the easiest job for me.
Well, we've got some big sheep. We'll find you a rubber glove somewhere.
Oh, well, looks like I've landed myself a job there. And finally today, there's a notice about that first meeting in the series aimed at getting rural ladies either into business or brushing up their business skills. It's part of Richard Lockhead's initiative to keep rural families living and working in the countryside. The meeting kicks off at 7 o'clock tonight at the HBS offices at Tor. So if you're a rural lady wanting to give your business skills a makeover, call 01463 811603 or turn up tonight at 7 o'clock. But that's all from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.